let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A lyrical ode to life, love, and faith. Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace by Joan Guitry is a book of poetry inspired by a life journey blessed by love, experience, and the guidance of faith through inevitable storms. It's an evocative collection of poems drawn from the richness of experience of life, of a life well lived. Moving Forward Through Love and Grace is an expedition throughout life, filled with adventures, blessings, caring, danger, and all of the pitfalls of navigating the mountains, valleys, and rough seas. Joan is a native of West Indies, moved to the United States in 1966, currently working as a part-time cook, planning to return to school to complete her degree in nutrition and food science that she put on hold for almost 20 years. Joan Guitry, author of Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, is our guest on This Week in America. Joan, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Broughton.
And please call
my pleasure.
Please call me Rick as we talk about your book, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, a book that delivers a very important and meaningful message to so many people. Let's start with the basics. When did you decide and why did you decide to publish this book of poems?
It was a matter of processing and healing, and then furthermore, you know, encouragement that I got. And I was a member of the National International Library of Poetry, so that sort of pushed me ahead, too.
Well, yes.
So that was a big part of it.
Well, that got you started, and the book is, once again, the title, and I'll ask you about the title, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. That is such an excellent title for the collection of poems that you have in there. How did you come up with that title, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace?
It just simply came about, just like the writing, just instantaneous and I don't know. I can't explain it more than that. But at times when the ease comes, I get overwhelmed. It just came out of nowhere.
And sometimes that happens, doesn't it? And you need to listen to those messages when you get those.
Yeah.
And that is the title of the book. And it sums it up so well. Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, Joan Guitry. The author is our guest on the program. That's Guitry. Books available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can log on to information on Joan's book. I mentioned in the beginning, you called the book an expedition throughout life. Talk about that. Why do you say that?
Oh, life is indeed a journey. Creation starts in the womb. We have to be born, and then everything begins there. We start that journey. And to the end of life, we don't know what we're going to run into, whom we're going to run into, how far we're going to go. And that's it. You know, trials, tribulations, joy, wonderment of life itself. It's a big, big package there.
It is.
We never know what we're going to get out of it. We're going to get something. But little tribulations, joy, trials, but it's part of life, you know. So that's it. That's how I saw it. This is how I render it.
And it changes so dramatically, and your book of poems, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, will get people through not only the lows, but sometimes difficult to manage our way through the highs of life as well. How does poetry help you express yourself? And when did this all begin for you, this fascination and writing poetry and realizing you were good at this and getting your message out there? How does poetry help you express yourself?
Let me begin by saying, in school as a young girl, all my compositions were beautiful. I usually get A's. Something happened later. I just didn't like writing anymore. I hated it. But then later, I think it was the late 60s. And I think of it. We had, by then I was married. We had a thank you note to send out. I was waiting for my husband to write it. I just figured he'll do a better job than I can. And one day, he was working at the desk. He was retired then, and I was just standing there watching him. And I heard, "Why is it that I am the one to do these things? I am not writing that note." And I knew then and there that note was never going to be written. So I moved right away. I just drafted that note. Didn't take me more than 2 minutes to write it. I gave it to him to proofread. "Joni, let me ask you this. What's wrong with this note? All I have to do, change one word here." And that was it, Mr. Brown. That got me back on track. And the funny thing about it, a week later, he went to the hospital. And that opened that door again for me. And off I went. I've been writing ever since. That's it. I guess prior to that, it must have been some discouragement and, you know, just knocked me off track. So he got me back on track. And there it is.
It's amazing. The encouragement that he offered, and it's turned into a career with culminating with this particular book, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace, by Joan Guettrey, our guest on the program. You touch on so many different areas in the book: adventure, blessings, caring, danger. Talk about how you bring out the different senses of all of these. A lot of emotions you go through in your book.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be there. You know, I know that, Mr. Broughton, I'm not writing it. He's with me. The Lord is with me. I know that I am blessed, was always blessed. And he's been with me. At times I go through a rough patch and everything's going fine. Something comes over me. It could be going back, way back, and, you know, I touch on it. I start talking about it. And it's like a sudden reversal. I don't know how I got there at that point in time. I just get there. And once going through it, these things come out. That's how the writing comes about. You know, reflections, things that I have not thought about for a long time, had forgotten about it. Just this day, something comes up, and then I'm sitting there, the tears are coming down, and then the writing begins. That's how just about everything comes. An emotion comes up, and then it's amazing.
Yes. Well, the work, the poems touch so many people. What impact do they have on you in writing these? I get the impression these are very meaningful as you go back and you go through this period of recollection in writing the poem. These are meaningful to you as well, aren't they?
It makes me cry sometimes. I'm going, walking around and passing either the coffee table or I'm ashamed to say, the work is piled up on the dining table. It's a mess. I'm passing. I can't help it. I'm drawn to it. I pick up a package there. I'm going to read one. I can't read one. I'll finish the whole package there. And I go through that emotion. It's beautiful emotion that God has blessed my life so wonderfully, because it does something for me too. It's a healing process. You know, it's incredible. I don't know how to explain it, but it's, oh Lord, it's deep.
Yes, and
it touches my soul.
And your
and
poems,
then I can't help, you know, breaking down.
Well, yeah,
it brings on the tears.
It touches your soul and the souls of the people who read the book. Joan Guetry, our guest on the program. The book is Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. How important is it as you're writing these poems to be able to encourage and inspire others? How important is that to reach out in that manner to your audience?
I would say, if they're shy about writing, don't be. If they get up one day, start having whatever pops into their mind. Start having a conversation with yourself. That's the only way you can dig deep. If something is bothering you on the surface there, start talking it out to yourself. It is amazing, Mr. Broughton, what comes out of it that way. It brings, it gets to the base of the soul, the spirit, whatever it is. Talk to themselves. Things will come up. It floats right up. And then they're able to deal with it. And things will fall right in place. It is amazing. It's incredible. They should try it that way.
Well, you focus on it. Yes, and we've talked about this several times, the inner voice. Why is it so important, and should we listen to that inner voice?
Oh, that is important. I believe the most important thing, it's coming. It's coming from the Spirit. You cannot. The Spirit is there. It's leading us on. It's focusing on us. Don't forget, it's God's breath, that Spirit into us, and is actually speaking to us. The Spirit is speaking to us. Do not ignore it. It can lead you to the most amazing, you know, answers to your question.
You'll be touched when you read Joan's book, Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. And people, after they read the book or in listening to our conversation, say, I want what she has. How can I be endowed as well with faith, hope, and determination? How can others capture that like you have?
It's easy. You know, the times we have our mind set on doing something and then we change our mind. We don't want to do it. I can't be bothered with that. Don't do that. Faith and hope, I consider them to be siblings. They walk together. They talk together. They will unite together. One should not be without the other. They work together, Mr. Broughton, and they'll travel together. That's unity right there. They got to be together. Faith and hope, they're sisters. Consider them sisters. They have to be together. That's the way I see it.
Well, and that's something
sibling.
That we, yes, they go hand in hand, and keep that in mind as you go through difficult times in life, that faith and hope are interconnected and there for you. You've done such a wonderful job with this book, moving forward through his love and grace. Any plans to publish another book of poems?
Oh, yes, I would love to. Oh, the writing every day, it's incredible. I have material for about 7 more books right now. So, you know, they're piled. I'm ashamed to say it. Everything is piled upon the,
well, you take those piles.
Table. It's a good thing I don't. Well, I dine in the kitchen, but the dining table, it's a mess, I must say.
Well, it's a very productive area, and you get these published and get the words out there to everybody. A couple minutes left on the program. If there are people that are listening that go, you know, I feel my emotions. I would like to put my experiences into poetry. Words of advice, how should they go about getting started doing that?
Just if they're shy, you know, they can't start a conversation. That's the way this girl was. Couldn't get a word out of me. And it reached a point, my husband says, Joni, shut up.
Quiet for a while.
That's how bad. I beg your pardon?
Yes, yes. He wanted just a little silence for a little while.
But I was really quiet as a child. I am, oh, Lord, I can't tell you how shy I was. Not my twin, you know.
She was
outgoing. So if they want to, if they're shy, they have to start opening up, talking to themselves, and it will break that, you know, that barrier, whatever it is. Start talking to themselves, questioning the self, you know, and answer themselves. And through that, I guarantee that they'll want to start writing things down. Talk it out to yourself. Be alone when you do that.
Yes, yes.
They will think that you're going, you know, crazy.
Isolate yourself as you're doing that. And then listen. When it's quiet, you can listen to that inner voice talking to you. Joan Guettrey, our guest on the program, take a few seconds here at the end. I know you've worked with Reader's Magnet on this project, getting the word out, talking about your book, moving forward through his love and grace. What's that been like for you, working with Reader's Magnet?
It's been wonderful. I have the feedback, you know, with, you know, Florine and what's the other lady? She came on of late. But it's been wonderful, that connection there. You know, it's as though we became friends. You know, it's not everyone you speak to on the telephone, you have that connection. But the connection has been powerful. Because I feel as though I've known them for a long time. I would consider myself friends with them, you know?
Yes.
So it's been terrific.
Well, the book is so well done. It's available at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on Joan's book. The book is Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. Joan Guettrey is the author and our guest. That's Guettrey. Link on by going to our website. Joan, it's been a pleasure. It sounds like you have many more books that you're working on, many more opportunities for us to talk about them. Please stay in touch. Congratulations on the success of Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. And we look forward to more books from you and having a chance to talk about them on the program.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Broughton. It has been my pleasure, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
It has been our pleasure having you on the program.
And it may be just around the corner. We never know.
Well, that's good news. We'll end the program on good news, and I appreciate you having you on the program to talk about it. Joan Guettrey, author of the book Moving Forward Through His Love and Grace. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.